We're in Simen Shin Aleph. We're up to Sif Chav Gimel. We'll be doing Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Sif Chav Gimel. Habonim Yotzim Bezagin. Pirish Kamin Pamonim Ktanim. The little children, all the children, are allowed to walk out with little bells on their clothes. Ha'arugim Lahem Biksusan. Provided that they are woven into their clothing. Avlamenim Arugim Lo. But if they're not woven in, not. Even if they're tied, that knot, because we're afraid that they'll get untied, they'll fall off, and then they'll be carried. Now, if they're sewn, this is even if it's gold bells, and we're not afraid that that they're going to end up being embarrassed, because people are going to laugh at them, because they're sewn, and you can't take them down so easily. And if they're tied, it doesn't make a difference what color it is. In either case, it's not good. Now, The halacha is that this is considered part of the clothing because it says b'nei malachim, the children of kings walk around with bells on their clothes. Memela, it's mutter for everybody. Once it has a shame of clothing for some people, it would be considered a beged for anybody. Hagah says the Rama, v'lamahani ad mechubar l'ksus rak b'davar shadar kaliyas mechubar sham. Don't think that you could just sew anything onto clothing and be matter it. It's got to be something that the derech is to be there. Avlem chibur sham davar shein darko bakach aser. But if you take something that doesn't belong there and you sew it on, it's not going to help. What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas tosvis against the mardcha and the rashba. Tosvis shita is that really when it's sewn, it's bottled to the beged. It's only a gzeira otuwein a mechubur. If it's something that doesn't belong there, it's exera to it not being sewn on. Whereas he brings the Martcha and the Rashbin at Tshuva, who hold that it is not bottled to the beged, and you're chayav chatas for it. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, a pocket, even though you don't use it on Shabbos, is bottled to the beged. Similarly, a hood that's sewn onto clothing would be bottled to the beged, because it's a normal thing to be there. That would be fine. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with the case of the spare buttons that are sewn onto clothing as replacements. And there's a real question there. If they're bottled to the beged, or it's considered that one is carrying it for spare, and it's really tiltle. He really doesn't like it. There are many poskim that say that it's totally bottled to the beged. In fact, most people don't even notice it altogether. But he does not like the idea so much of having a spare button there. Says the Rama, Vosn Agulim Yerukim Shegozra Hamalchu Shekol Yehudi Yisa. These are the gold stars the Jews used to be required to wear. This is what Yidden walked around with from the tzivui of the government. So the halachi is, Sheyisa Oyechad Mehem Iksuso Mutur Lotzas Ben Afilo Eina Tofer Biksuso Rek Mechubur Shem Ktsas. There, even though it's not sewn, it's just held on a little bit, that's good enough. The reason being that you're afraid of being caught without it, so that you'll never remove it. And if it falls, it wasn't so choshev that a person would make sure that he carries it with him. V'chein, mutter lotzeis b'mitpacha shemekancha bo ha'af, a handkerchief, shekorin p'tzulit, im mechubar l'ksus. If it is mechubar, if it's sewn on. Now, this is, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is dafka in a place where a normal thing to do is to have a handkerchief sewn onto your clothing. Whereas in a place where handkerchiefs are not sewn onto clothing, then it's aser. Some say that even if it's abnormal, but it's bottled to the beged, but that's only if it's sewn on. Adding it to the belt, the Mishnah Berurah says, dafka, if you're adding it onto the length of the belt, that will be mutter, but if you're just having it hang from the belt, that's aser. The question is, what kind of kesher do you need to a belt? So he brings a day that you need a kesher shel kayom, in which case you couldn't do it on Shabbos. Says the Ramona, v'hadam mutter lotzeis bezagin harugin, that you're allowed to wear bells that are woven in there, dafka she'ein behem inbol. That's dafka, that they do not have that little piece on the inside that makes the noise. They mashmiya kol, and they don't make noise. Otherwise, it's aser because of mashmiya kol b'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham shita is that's only for children, but in adults, it's made for decorative purposes only and not made to make noise. However, the Magen Avraham later has a suffix because it's a klishir mamish, and the mashmos of the achra of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's aser. Siv Chav Dalet. Yotzim b'minei asabim shekoshen osu b'ksharim v'tolen osu l'refua. You're allowed to wear different kinds of asabim, different herbs that are tied with ksharim, and you wear that for refua. It's considered a tachshit if it's l'refua.